tudo que existe no plano material,
all that exists on the material level,
como criação,
had its origin as creation in non-material levels.
Então, qualquer forma que exista,
so any existing form,
isto é construído,
including
plasmado,
the form which we inhabit,
uma condensação,
is built,
de algo
is molded, is condensed,
criado,
so to speak,
sutis,
from something that is created on the subtle levels, on the non-material levels.
Do ponto de vista da criação,
from the perspective of creation,
plano material,
we could consider the material
mental,
level to encompass the mental, the emotional, the etheric, and
então,
the physical levels.
Físico é o mais denso de
so
todos.
The physical level
mental,
is the densest of all,
mente, os pensamentos,
but the mental level, the
ideias,
mind, thoughts,
isto é material
ideas,
também,
these are also material when looked at from
então,
the perspective of creation.
Pensando,
so while we think, while we feel,
reagindo,
desire, react,
agindo, nós estamos
act,
criando.
We are creating.
E a nossa criação,
and what we create as individual beings
é individual,
is not individual.
Ainda que a gente, muitas vezes, imagine que seja assim.
Even though we often
a nossa
think
criação
it is so,
como seres individuais,
what we create
é parte
as individual
de uma criação
beings
universal.
Is part of a universal
então,
creation.
Para que nós pudéssemos estar mais sincronizados
so,
com essa vida
in order
universal,
for us to be more in synchronicity with this universal life, we would have to be aware of certain laws that govern
então,
these processes of creation.
De uma maneira inconsciente,
so that instead of creating in an unconscious way, instead of creating in a way that is even ignorant, we should create in a more intelligent way, in a more creative way, in attunement with, in synchronicity with this entire universal movement of which we are a part.
Sempre que existe criação, nesses níveis materiais,
whenever creation occurs on these material levels, there is a
então,
movement of energy.
Circula.
So
energy
circula, circulates.
Ela cria.
And while energy circulates, it creates.
Sol, ele
if we observe the sun,
transformador
it is this immense transformer
muito potente,
of a very potent electricity,
cósmica,
a cosmic electricity, for the entire
então,
solar system.
Como símbolo, como núcleo,
so the sun, as a symbol,
desta entidade,
as a manifested nucleus
solar,
of this entity, which is the life
luz,
of the solar system,
magnético,
this
que o
mantle
sol irradia,
of magnetic heat and light,
ele cria essa aura,
which the
ele
sun
cria
radiates,
esse campo de manifestação,
the sun creates this aura, it creates this field of manifestation. And everything that is within this sphere is being nourished, vitalized, energized by this magnetic electric impulse that we perceive as light, as heat, as magnetism for all the solar system. So all the lives that are within this sphere receive this energy, process this energy, radiate this electric solar energy,
de alguma maneira que essa energia circule
and in some way help this energy circulate within the processes
então,
of creation
sol,
of the solar system.
Regente deste processo criador
so the sun
solar,
as regent of this creator process within the solar system radiates these patterns
níveis,
by means of this electricity on all levels, including the material
então,
level.
Exemplo, dentro desta
for
vida,
example, within this life,
solar,
which is the solar system,
numa dimensão, num nível de consciência muito profundo,
we exist
como monads.
As monads on a dimension,
então, nós,
on a very deep level of consciousness.
Monadas,
so on the
espírito,
level of the monad, on the level of the spirit, it's as though we were
cósmico,
immersed in a
simbólica,
sea of cosmic fire, in a symbolic way.
Para nós,
it's an electricity
para
that for us, in our understanding,
de vida material encarnada,
in our frame of reference as incarnated material life,
não é material.
For us, this cosmic fire is not material. It's something very elevated, very subtle. And we exist there as monads.
Existe nesse nível.
And this nucleus of the sun is also there on that level, on this divine monadic level.
Que nutre, que alimenta as nossas monadas.
There is a solar vitality that nourishes, that sustains our monads, that teaches us, that constructs us, that comes from higher levels, goes through the sun, goes through other transformers, until it reaches us.
Num nível mais condensado do que
on a level that is more condensed than this monadic electricity,
através do corpo de luz.
We exist through our body of light.
Nós nos exprimimos no corpo de luz.
As consciousness, we express ourselves as body of light.
Classe de eletricidade.
So on the spiritual level, there is another type of electricity,
então, esta energia espiritual,
of this vitality.
Ela cria naquele nível pelo seu movimento,
so on that level, this spiritual energy creates through its movement, through its rhythm, and we exist there and we relate to life on that level through the body of light.
Esta eletricidade vai se condensando,
and this electricity continues to become condensed, and then we reach the level of the soul.
Existimos, habitamos aquele
as consciousness, we exist, we inhabit that level, we create on that level, we relate to the vitality on that level of the soul,
é nível intuitivo,
which is the intuitive
então,
level.
Ali, nos relacionamos com a vida
and
ali,
so we create there, we relate to life there by means of the body of the soul.
Esta eletricidade que veio
this electricity that came from higher levels reached us on the monadic level, on the level of our body of light, on the intuitive level, in the souls,
ela está se tornando mais densa, mais
is becoming
concreta,
denser, more concrete, is becoming condensed.
E abaixo do nível da alma, mais denso,
and below
mais
the level
concreto,
of the soul, it is denser and more
material,
concrete. We enter this level that is highly material, which is an electricity that we perceive in thought. So thought is electricity, and it is a vitality that comes from higher levels and exists there, and with which we construct, we create. Below this level of mental creation, we have our astral level, the level of desires, of feelings. On this level, this electricity has its specific characteristics, its own laws. And below this astral level, we have our etheric level. And the concrete physical level is the last condensation of this electricity. And so without this etheric principle, without this movement of the etheric forces, there is no creation or form on the material level. So the material level only exists as such because of this etheric counterpart, which bridges this physical condensation and the other levels of electricity. If we are incarnated in this material body, we are to act on the physical level as well. We exist as monads. We exist on the level of body of light, the spiritual level. We exist as souls on the intuitive level. We exist as minds, as thought. We exist as feeling, as desires. And we exist concretely, physically, on the physical etheric level. But what happens on the physical level is not founded on the concrete dimension. The principle behind physical creation is the etheric level. So it is the movement of these forces, these etheric forces, of this etheric vitality that constructs and gives life and nurtures everything that exists on the material level. For example, for us to relate to universal life, for our individual universe, for our individual field of energy to relate to universal life, we have doorways to enter and to leave. There is an intercommunication so that the vitality may circulate. When we incarnate, we enter a mind, an emotional body, an astral body, an etheric body, and a physical body. So an individual universe was created there. This individual universe relates to the universal level. On the mental level, our thoughts put us in touch with the entire collective mental plane.
Os nossos desejos,
on the astral level, our desires and our feelings put us in touch with different strata, with different levels, with different currents of astral vitality.
No nível etérico,
on the etheric level,
atividade etérica e física,
our physical etheric activity puts us in touch with currents of etheric forces.
Eles não são separados,
and these material levels are not separated one from another. So thought, feeling, and etheric activity are closely interrelated.
No nível físico, nós temos o sangue,
on the physical level, we have blood,
mais concreto desta vitalidade,
which is the most concrete symbol of this vitality.
Meio, como substrato da vida,
blood
é
as the means, as the substratum of life,
e o sangue circula,
is the most concrete symbol we have, and blood circulates the whole time. If blood stops circulating, life is no longer being expressed there. If it circulates feebly, it begins to express the lack of life, a lack of vitality, and this gives rise to all the problems stemming from the lack of circulation of this current of etheric material symbolized and expressed by the blood. In the physical body, we have the glandular system and the nervous system. We have the heart, the respiratory system, the lungs. These are material structures that are organized, condensed, in order for vitality to be expressed. In the digestive system, we receive nutrients that came from universal life. That food enters our body, is processed, eliminated, and a part of it becomes integrated into our physical body. We breathe. We bring into our body, that is, into our individual universe, this universal vitality that is symbolized by the air. And when the air enters our body, it is processed, we relate closely to it, we carry out an exchange with this universal vitality, and we give back to universal vitality, to universal life, that which was processed. And this happens with everything. So on the etheric level, as on the physical level, the currents of etheric vitality enter our etheric body, circulate, and return to the planetary etheric world. It is a constant interchange. Without this movement, without this rhythmic movement, as it is present in this circulation, as it is present in breathing, as it is present in all manifestation, without this rhythmic movement, there is no vitality, there is no manifested life. So for us to be incarnated and to create, to function, to act creatively in attunement with the universal laws, we have to learn to deal with vitality. We have to learn to be conduits of vitality, to receive this universal vitality, to relate to it creatively, to radiate it, and to create in this mental, emotional, physical, etheric world, vitalizing the forms that are meant to be vitalized, creating that which is meant to be created within the universal pattern, within the cosmic pattern, within that design for the earth of that which is to exist on this planet.
Este imenso transformador.
So the sun for us is this immense transformer, our immense source of this cosmic electricity in the solar system, this immense processor of this electricity.
Fisicamente, nós podemos observar que
we can see physically that our nose, our nasal cavity, is channeled upward, while our lungs are situated below. Why do you suppose that the air enters in a direction that is opposite to the lungs and only then flows downward?
Não deve ter sido.
Could this have been a mistake? Surely not. The air, which is this universal vitality of prana, is an almost concrete expression of universal cosmic energy that is known as onozone. So when this vitality of prana enters our physical body, it goes toward the seat of the pituitary gland, to this upper region of the head where the seat of the pineal gland is located. And from there it can descend through the spinal cord and radiate to the whole body through the nervous system. So when we bring this etheric electricity into our physical body, and even material electricity through the physical atoms, this nurtures our entire system. But it is not only our breathing system, our change of blood, oxygen, red blood cells. It includes all this, but on a more concrete level. But besides all this, there is the etheric current that penetrates our entire system and floods all the upper area of the head. It vitalizes, or should vitalize, this system as a concrete physical mechanism, reflecting this relationship, this circulation of energy. So for energy to create in this material world of forms, it has to circulate. This circulation, this rhythm, gives us manifested life. In the same way that in our physical body we have cells within the blood that have specific functions, we have cells that are part of the immune system, we have cells that make up tissue and organs that carry out specific functions. We as human beings, in the body of the planet, we are cells that carry out specific functions as well. We are cells that have movement, that have an action within this universal fluid, which is the atmosphere. So we circulate in the atmosphere, we walk on the surface of the earth, and we are part of planetary life. So it's important for us to keep this in mind. We are part of planetary life in the same way that a cell is a part of our body. So all we do on the surface of the planet is part of planetary life. If we have an accumulation of blood in a certain area, if some area of our body lacks blood, if our cells are multiplying haphazardly, this causes an imbalance in our body. The same thing happens in the planetary body. So what we think, what we do, what we create is either a tumor within the planetary body or it is a live cell that is active and creative within this planetary life. So there is a responsibility there that is up to us to assume as individual beings. From the point of view of energy, of vitality, we have to learn this lesson, that is, to deal with vitality on all these levels and to learn to create according to planetary universal patterns, to evolutionary patterns. We have to learn this lesson. We have free will, which is a capacity of the mind to decide on something that is outside of this evolutionary pattern. Because when we transcend free will, we enter a flow of creation that is in perfect harmony with these universal patterns. So when we transcend free will, we become vehicles of universal creation. As long as we still have free will, we can be or not be in synchronicity with this universal rhythm. With free will, we can choose, we can decide, we can opt for priorities, for situations that are contrary to the universal rhythm. And then we create multiple disharmonies, processes that we know well. So within this process of relating to vitality, so within this process of creation, we would have to perceive this, to see that free will is something to be transcended. Free will is fulfilled not when it acts on its own, but it is fulfilled when it is transcended. So the ultimate goal of free will is for it to become integrated, for it to become absorbed into a universal will, which is projected onto our monad, our body of light, and our soul. Free will, as such, as a divergence, is present up to the mental level. If this capacity becomes absorbed into this universal pattern that is within the soul, it is no longer free will. It becomes an extension of this universal will. So we are true creators when we transcend the stage of free will, when we allow our free will to become absorbed into this will that is in the soul, then we really begin to create according to universal patterns, according to patterns of evolution. And then we stop being those little black magicians that we have been up to now. Because as long as we function with our free will, we act based on self-centeredness, based on human tendencies. We ground our decisions on past experiences, which are almost always outside of this universal pattern. So between one and another glimpse of the life of the soul, between one and another contact with the energy of the soul, we continue to act based on self-centeredness, on egocentrism, that may be somewhat subtle, that may be refined to a greater or lesser extent, but it is still the ego, egocentrism, that is the core of our action on this physical level, on this etheric, emotional, mental level. So to create an attunement with universal life means to transcend free will. We have to face this squarely. If not, we are playing at living spiritual life. We are holding back at a preparatory stage longer than necessary.
Livre escolha, livre decisão.
Because free will, free choice, free decision is something rudimental. It is something from the beginning of human life on earth. It is something that is meant to be transcended. So as this free will becomes transcended, we begin to recognize a pattern of creation, a purpose, a will that was ready there within us.
E a nossa vida, então, pode se organizar de
and
maneira
our life then can
diferente.
Be organized in a totally different way.
Ser uma luta
instead of our life
de forças,
being a struggle of forces,
em vez do nosso destino ser este
instead of our
que nós
destiny
andando,
being this circle in which we roam incarnation after incarnation, and we don't get out of this circle of cause and effect and retribution, all inside this material sphere. So for us to get out of this and to find another life that has been prepared for us, that is ready for us, there is a divine universal cosmic pattern, a design for our life and for the life of the planet. And we stay on down here, struggling with darkness for no reason.
Por não querermos transcender
just because we don't want to transcend this free will.
Isso que nós achamos que é tão importante,
this which we consider so
é
important
cadeado da nossa prisão,
is the padlock of our prison. This free will
da nossa prisão.
Is the padlock
então,
of our prison.
Nos mantemos aprisionados
so we keep ourselves imprisoned
nesse círculo de causa e de efeito,
in this
de retribuição,
circle of cause and effect
vida,
and of retribution, life after life, prisoners of the planet.
Somos como humanidade.
This is what
somos
we are as humanity.
Prisioneiros do planeta.
We are prisoners of the planet.
Prisioneiros porque nós mesmos
we are prisoners because
aí.
We are the ones who keep ourselves imprisoned there. And the padlock of this prison is this free will which decides things based on egoism, which decides its own life, decides to create based on darkness. It decides to create based on its own tendencies which are rooted in egoism, in the ego. So we must transcend this free will. We have to strive to transcend. We have to love this life of transcendence, which is beyond thought.
Entre toque e outro da alma,
so if between one and another touch of the soul throughout these lives of obscurity, if between one and another glimpse of the life of the soul, if we manage to begin to aspire towards this transcending, if we aspire this life that lies beyond this material obscurity, we begin to create this channel, to create this environment for this transcending of free will, for this transcending and the possibility for us to be creators here, for us to be an extension here of this universal cosmic current that comes to us through the sun. It comes from our monads, it comes from our body of light, it comes from our soul, and it should be projected here as well, because this is the reason why we are incarnated. We have not incarnated to build houses, to invest our money, to bear children,
fazer tudo aquilo que nós
to do all those
sofrer.
Things we think we
nós
have to do to
isso.
Suffer. We
nós
have not come for this.
Para ser aqui
we exist here to be an extension of this impulse of creation, to be channels of this universal vitality,
material,
and to create here on this material level in accordance
universal.
With universal life. We are part of universal life.
Que nessa dimensão material
we are those cells
criam.
That create in this material dimension.
Então, no nosso corpo, tem aquela célula que recebe oxigênio.
So in our body,
e que leva
we have the cell that receives oxygen and carries
ali,
oxygen to all parts
material.
Of the body. There is a material carrier there.
É parte do
we have the cell that is part of the immune system
ali.
And it has a function there,
dentro do corpo.
As a cell in the body.
E nós, humanos, and we, terrestrial humans, as células,
we are cells of this planetary body, the cells that create here, cells that should transmit this spiritual vitality to this concrete physical dimension. We are creators.
Então, o nosso futuro não está na caderneta de poupança.
So our future is not to be found in our savings account. Our future is not to be found in our health insurance. Our future is not to be found in our retirement pension. Our future is in our thoughts, in our feelings,
está na nossa palavra, in the words agora.
We are saying right now. This is what creates the future. This is what creates our life.
Então, aonde nós estamos?
So where are we?
O que estamos fazendo aqui?
What are we doing here?
O que estamos fazendo do nosso destino?
What are we doing with our destiny?
O que estamos fazendo deste planeta?
What are we doing with this planet?
Será que é preciso chegar no ponto que estamos
chegando?
Was
it necessary to have reached the point where
este
we are?
Este planeta está uma verdadeira lata de lixo.
This planet is a real garbage can.
Nós fizemos desse planeta um esgoto, a céu
we
aberto.
We have made this planet into an open sewer.
E as pessoas nadam nesse esgoto, se deliciam
disso. And people
disso.
Swim in this sewer and find it delightful.
O que nós somos, para
what are we?
Aqui?
Why are we here?
Então precisa que a gente aprenda so we have a lidar to com learn esta vitalidade,
to
com esta
deal with this vitality,
precisa
with this electricity.
We have to be
bearers
vitalidade.
Here of this
até
vitality,
material,
down to the material,
material
level,
concreto.
Down to the concrete material level.
Existem alguns desvios que
there are some digressions
com base o movimento do ego,
based
egoísmo,
on the movement of the ego,
que precisaríamos reconhecer
egoism,
para nos libertar dessas cadeias e podermos
so
estar aqui mais livres
chains,
neste movimento
and
de transcendência
in this movement of transcending free will, in this movement
com os padrões
universais. Of integration with the universal patterns.
Um deles é o apego.
One of these digressions is attachment.
Na medida que nós estamos
attachment
identificados com a forma.
Insofar as we
então,
are identified with form.
Dentro da forma, nós
so we function within
mente,
form.
Do sentimento,
we function within the mind,
cérebro,
within feelings,
forma,
within the brain.
Mas nós não somos
we are
isso.
Inside a form,
então,
but we are not
não
this
nos identificamos
form.
Com essa forma,
so as long
formal,
as we do not identify
pessoas,
ourselves with this form,
com as formas
nor with the world
nós,
of forms,
na medida que
nor
nós
with the forms of people,
isso,
nor with the forms around us,
isso,
insofar as we deal with this,
vida,
but we know that we are not
é
this, that our life,
existe,
our consciousness is a principle that
se
exists even when there, no form
agora,
exists.
Nós continuamos existindo.
If our physical body were to stop existing right now, we would continue to exist,
então,
even freer than when
forma,
we are inside the body.
Básica,
so this non-identification with form is very basic for us to enter this ascending movement, this movement of transcending free will.
E, na medida que nós vamos conseguindo esta não
and insofar as we are able to attain
natural.
This non-identification, detachment
surge da
comes naturally. Because
sempre
attachment comes out of identification.
Tem uma identificação
whenever
ali,
there is an attachment,
lugar,
there is an identification
ali,
that is out
algo,
of place there.
Com algo formal.
There is an illusion. There, we are deceived by something formal.
Outras, elas estão apegadas à forma externa
when people become attached to one another, they are attached to the external
dentro,
form of the person.
Elas vão estar em contato
if they
com
recognized
mesmo
the person within,
planeta,
they would be in
contact
with that person even if the individual were to go to another planet.
E
that contact does not depend on external form. And out of this movement
apego,
comes the sense of possession as well, which is another attachment, which is related to our
como
need for complementarity.
União em nós,
since we have to fulfill unification within ourselves, and unification comes from the transcending of the free will,
que somos
because
unidos,
it is when we transcend free will
a união em nós,
that we discover we are united, we discover unity within ourselves.
as
we are within the law of free will,
we are separated from the others.
We read life as though we were separated from others. So we have conflicts, struggles, competitiveness. We have all this because we read life, we understand life as though we were separated. And this is rooted in free will, rooted in the ego. So this movement of transcending free will leads us toward unity. And once we attain unity, there is no possession.
Because we are there. Da nossa percepção de sermos incompletos.
This sense of possession comes from the notion that we are incomplete. So I have to possess something. If not, I am incomplete. If not, I become afraid. I become insecure. All these lies that are part of people's ordinary lives. People feel afraid. They feel incomplete because they are not united. They look for completion in their savings account, in their health insurance, in their companion, in their apartment. These are illusions, these are fantasies, and people suffer with this because this is not a source of unity. Unity does not exist there, love does not exist there. So the sense of possession and attachment must be examined.
Nós precisamos saber que nós não somos aquilo. Aquilo é um movimento da periferia do nosso ser,
that is a movement of the edge of our being, a movement of the ego. So we are not that. And when we look at it from the outside, we turn toward that transcendent nucleus that lies beyond thought. We go to our soul, we go to our monad, we go inside of ourselves.
Começa a circular em if nós we do this,
a vitality that comes from the soul begins to circulate in us, and this vitality begins to transform these movements.
Mas precisamos nos desidentificar.
So we don't have to struggle against them, but we have to overcome our identification with them. If an attachment emerges, if a fear emerges, if a possessiveness arises, we don't have to fight against it, but we also must not confirm it. Because it is a source of deception and suffering. It is a source of creation in ignorance. So we say, this is not what we are, and we turn to a different vitality, another current of creation that comes from our soul. We turn to that inner will which is in our soul. We let this inner will begin to create in us and in our life.
Percebermos bem esse sentido da criação,
for us to perceive clearly this sense of creating
circular,
and of vitality that should circulate,
no plano
we
material,
have to understand
a energia sexual
two things on the material level, sexual energy and money.
Bem concretas,
these
bem
are
materiais.
Two very concrete forms of vitality,
a energia sexual
very material forms.
Faz com que a consciência
sexual energy makes the consciousness become totally focused on the physical body. When an individual
sexual,
is under the impulse of sexual energy, the person's consciousness is totally identified with the nervous system. So the person becomes totally immersed in the physical body, and so this pulls the consciousness even further down into matter. And this sexual energy has a creative purpose for the material level, that is, to create another physical body. It's a very concrete form of vitality, and it has a creative function, which is to procreate another physical body. Money is the condensation of etheric vitality. Because everything that is manifested materially is created, is molded on the etheric level. So before becoming materialized on the physical level, it was molded on the etheric level. The etheric condensation produces the physical condensation. Our physical body exists because there is an etheric pattern for it. Glands exist because there are etheric centers to which those glands correspond. So money is a condensation of this etheric vitality. And it is this etheric vitality that creates.
circular.
So money should circulate
uma base material
in order to create a material basis for the development of consciousness. The way it happens with etheric vitality. Etheric vitality should circulate in order to manifest a material basis for evolution on Earth. So all etheric currents, all currents of forces on the etheric level, when under the propulsion of this universal electricity that comes from the sun, these electric currents circulate and create evolution. So the electric current circulates and creates life, mineral life. It creates life in the plant kingdom. It comes from this etheric circulation in these kingdoms. It creates life in the animal kingdom, it creates the human kingdom, the kingdom of the devas and the angels. These etheric currents that nurture, that vivify forms. Without this etheric circulation, manifested life does not exist. And money is a condensation of this vitality. So we can see that when someone amasses money, this is a tumor within planetary life. When money does not circulate, it does not create. Because creation comes from the movement of energy. Creator action is movement. It is a rhythm on these material levels. So for vitality to circulate on the material level, since money exists, it ought to circulate. It creates by circulation and not by being amassed. When money is accumulated in one place, it is lacking in another. So we would have to face this issue of money in the same way that we were considering free will, by facing it squarely. We would have to look at money and the question of sex as movements of energy. It is not a cultural pattern. It is not a psychological pattern. It is not a pattern of our being relatively free. It's a question of our being that which we are. Because we don't know what we are. What we are exists beyond the mind. It is there that we begin to discover what we are. This is the first doorway for us to discover what we really are. Beyond thought, in the body of the soul, this is the first doorway. And we go through this doorway, and we have a pathway ahead to discover what we really are. So this individual out here, this human ego, this personality, is not our being. It is the outermost garment of our being. It's as though we were to mistake the driver for the vehicle. It's as contradictory. It's as preposterous as this example. The driver is not the car. We are not this mind or this emotional body or this physical body. But we have to function through these vehicles. So we have to face up to things squarely with our consciousness. The issue of free will, of our decisions. We have to examine with our consciousness how we are handling energy, and money and sex are basic in this learning experience. Freedom does not come from the inordinate use of sex and money. Much to the contrary, people think they are free when they use sex and money indiscriminately. It's just the opposite. They imprison themselves more and more. When they use sex and money haphazardly, inordinately, wastefully, throwing away this energy that is a source of vitality. People throw this energy away. They don't know how to use it. They use it for superfluous things. The use of energy is at the basis of creation.
Que o sexo tem uma função procriativa,
so if we only realized that sex has a procreative function, if we realized that money brings about a creative or generative production of material means for the evolution of consciousness, for the evolution of the kingdoms, if we realized that free will is the key to set ourselves free from this prison where we are, we could quickly transform our lives. We could quickly get out of this prison which we believe in. We could quickly enter a process of karmic transformation and enter other laws, laws that are concerned with the life of the soul. And this is a different life here. It's the life that was symbolically described as the lilies of the field. The lilies of the field neither spin nor weave, yet Solomon, in all his splendor, was not clothed like one of these. This is written symbolically. This is a law. A law for all those individuals, those cells of humanity, who transcend this free will, who begin to use this universal vitality in a creative way. They are not creating for their own good. They are not amassing things for themselves nor for their own pleasure. They are creating for universal life, in glory of universal life, for the love of universal life. So we remain prisoners because we want to. For we have the keys to open this padlock. We go on suffering. We are sick, ailing. In a dismal life, a mediocre life, we are prisoners in a mediocre life because we want to be.
Olhem de fora a vida de vocês.
Look around at your lives.
Cheguem na cidade onde vocês moram.
Go to the city where you live
and try to see that city
with the eyes of a being from another planet. And look at it as though you had never seen it before. And you will see the mediocrity in which people live, the psychic filth in which people live. And people remain in this and don't get out of it because they don't want to. Deep down, it's because they just don't want to, because they are used to what is mediocre, to what is trifling. If someone decides to leave this prison, this individual will enter the life of the soul, will enter into another light, into a different law. The individual will begin to deal with thought, with feeling, with etheric vitality, with sex, with money, with food, with breathing, with the other kingdoms, with the other beings, with life itself, in another way. Life becomes transformed. Life is not meant for our selfish use. Our human life begins to exist in glory of this universal life. And this universal life is consecrated in us. So we no longer have to worry about our human life. It flows out of universal life. Universal life, cosmic life, begins to be consecrated in us.
Ela começa a usar a nossa mente,
it begins
nosso emocional,
to use our mind,
a
our emotions,
da vitalidade etérica e física em nós,
our etheric and physical vitality that circulates in us in order to make sacred all that is around us.
A vida sagrada.
We make life become sacred.
Isso está aí, disponível.
And this
isso está aí,
is all here at our disposal. This is here calling us, hovering over the earth.
Isso está permeando
it is
a vida terrestre,
permeating earthly life.
Esses estratos, tem que
but it has to permeate these strata,
físico,
It has to permeate the mental, the emotional, and the physical etheric strata, this cosmic vitality. This love wisdom has to have its channels here.
Será que vamos mais uma vez negar este impulso?
So are we once again
divino,
going to deny this divine impulse? Or are we going to allow this cosmic vitality to incarnate on earth? We are the vehicles. We don't have to wait for a messenger to bring this cosmic vitality into incarnation. We are the vehicles in which this universal life, this universal love should become incarnate. We are the ones who must be creative here. We are the ones who must consecrate our existence and get out of this prison.
Esse processo de transformação começa
this process of transformation
em nós, secretamente.
Begins in us in secret. Someone may hear this, but will not transform his or her life headlong. To the contrary, the person will withdraw into the self and in secret will confirm these vows. This is done in secret.
Para o nosso ser,
we turn to our inner self,
Deus dentro de nós,
or to God in us.
Nos voltamos para essa vida cósmica,
we turn
universal,
to this universal cosmic life and say,
está bem,
all
eu
right,
aceito,
I accept.
Eu quero me libertar,
I want to become
quero deixar
freed.
De ser
I want to stop being a
eu quero
prisoner.
Transcender esse livre-arbítrio.
I want to transcend this free will. This,
a minha vida,
in silence,
tem que ser
in
a vida
secret,
verdadeira.
My life has to be true life.
Mediocridade, desta mentira,
I want to get out of this mediocrity, to get away from this falsehood of human life.
E se o indivíduo faz isso dentro de si,
and if the person does this within himself or herself, and if the person begins to work at that non-identification with all that goes on,
ele vai então atuando, procurando usar corretamente
if the person begins
a vitalidade
to try to use that vitality correctly
negativo, não.
In thoughts, no more negative thoughts,
também não.
No more superfluous thoughts,
positivo, sentimento positivo,
only positive thoughts and positive feelings. The person then begins to become aware of the correct use of energy, of the correct use of money, of the correct use of procreative energy. The individual becomes attentive to this, and allows money to circulate
mental,
for the good. The person lets all mental energy,
etérica,
emotional
física,
energy,
circular,
physical etheric energy circulate
maior
for the good.
Bem, da
and the greater
está,
this good is, the more the person
possível,
is inside of the universal current, the person does the best possible and persists and keeps on confirming that silent surrender. Then things begin to transform. And then suddenly the person becomes aware that the soul has come much closer and that the soul has begun to organize his or her destiny. The soul has begun to organize life. And the more we surrender, the more we receive from the other levels.
Querem se entregar 10%.
There are some people who only want to surrender 10%. So they will only receive 10% because the channel is not open. If someone surrenders everything, placing his or her material existence in the hands of God, in the hands of the self can take that material existence and transform it, sublimate
it.
Agni Yoga says the following.
Não se pode fazer o terno
with only
inteiro.
Half of the fabric,
então,
one
molde,
cannot make a complete suit.
Existem todas as medidas
so there
para
is
o
a pattern.
Terno.
There are all the measurements for the suit.
Para o alfaiate,
and
lá
we
em cima,
give the tailor up above only half of the fabric.
Reclamamos que recebemos
and then we complain
um
that we
curtas.
Receive a suit with trousers that are
mas
too short.
Nós não demos o tecido para aquele alfaiate,
but we didn't give
é o nosso
the
ser.
Fabric to that tailor. Who is ourselves.
Então, a entrega,
so,
a entrega
surrender
é total.
Has to be total.
Senão, não é entrega.
If not,
senão, é
it is not surrender, but simply
entrega
a trade-off.
É total.
Surrender is total.
Tem pessoas que trabalham o uso correto da energia.
There are some people who work at the correct use of energy in the abundance of material goods. This is one kind of test. There are people who work at the correct use of energy in the absence of material goods. Material goods include ideas, thoughts, feelings,
as well
as material things.
Tem um excesso.
So one person has an abundance and receives tenderness from others, receives attention from others, receives positive thoughts from others, receives affection from others, receives presents, material goods. Life is generous. It is a test to use the energy there correctly, to conduct the vitality on those levels for the good. For the good. And someone else will work this out in meagerness. Whether it be excess or shortage, one is no better than the other. In both instances, an individual will find the correct use of energy. And once the person finds the thread of correct usage, there is neither excess or shortage. There is a flow of energy. So a material benefit arrives, the person sees that it was not meant for him or her. It came through the person, but it was meant for the other nearby. The person receives an idea. That idea was not for him or her, but for another person. Things begin to flow. In the correct use of energy, there is no excess, no shortage. There is a flow of energy, a flow of universal cosmic electricity made tangible in different ways. If it becomes tangible as blood, the individual is healthy and has vitality. If it becomes concrete as thought, the individual has ideas. Or as material goods, then money circulates and creates for the good. For the good.